We are continuing the instructions of the previous acharyas. Today we are reading from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's instructions on chanting. If one is interested in chanting Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that one become humble than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree, Trinadapi Sunichen. One should not be proud of his intelligence, but should give all respects to others. In this way one can chant Hare Krishna offenselessly. This is also spoken by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Kirtane Yadi Manas Tohar, that if you desire to chant the holy name, Paramayatana Tahe Labhe Adhikar, you can attain that Adhikar by becoming humble in a blade of grass. Second point, we should constantly pray to the holy name for his mercy. In the words, japa is not like just, okay, I offered prayer today, so there's no need tomorrow. Every minute while chanting, we should be praying. Third, as you run your hands over your japamala, think that you are touching the lotus feet of Lord Gaur Sundar. That is the way we should chant. Every bead as we are touching, we can remember the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is supported in Kaviraj Goswami says, Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet. Most difficult things become easy by remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you wish to give up offenses while chanting, then just go on chanting constantly and the offenses will stop. Sometimes devotees worry that I am chanting and offenses are occurring. Knowingly, we should not do any offense, but unknowingly, any offense is there that is mitigated by constant chanting. Shrimad Mahaprabhu has given all his powers to Rupa Goswami. So you should pray to Rupa Goswami and to all his followers and beg them to bestow Lord Mahaprabhu's mercy upon you. So before beginning chanting, we also remember the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Dandere. Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan Jaha Huite Vigna Nash. Vigna Nash means all obstacles in chanting will go away. You should specially pray to the personified name, Shri Nam Prabhu, to make you worthy of serving him. Through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name will take a precedence in your heart. In other words, by the mercy of the holy name, we can chant the holy name. Next point. Narottam Das Thakur has written, I have died without worshipping Lord Gauranga. I have spent my life striving for things without any value and made no effort to attain the true valuable. Chant the holy name in this way that Narottam Das Thakur said. No distress born of contact with the sense objects will be able to touch you. This is supported by Prabhupada in one purport. He says, if you chant with feelings of repentance, devotee should repent, I wasted so much. And lastly, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, no one should reduce his service to the Lord. In other words, one should not think that because I am chanting the holy name, then I can reduce my service or go to a holy place and live in seclusion. That is not recommended. Rupa Goswami says a very beautiful prayer. He says, I am drowning in a painful, fathomless whirlpool of birth and death. O Krishna, O Lord, O friend of the shelterless, O effulgent moon of mercy, please, this one time, quickly extend your hands to save me. And Ishwarapuri offers a very nice prayer. He says, the mango tree in Vrindavan is overwhelmed by remembering you. The mango tree is dancing. It is singing. It is shedding tears in the form of honey. Its hairs are standing. O Mukunda, why is the tree filled with so much love? Why am I so hard-hearted that even your name will not enter my heart? And we conclude with one prayer from Jagannath Sena. O Lord Yadavendra, I am fallen. When I remember your name, Dinabandhu, I become encouraged. Gaur Govind Maharaj also says one place. When you know your name is Bhakta Vatsal, I feel I am not a Bhakta. But you are Dinavatsal, friend of the fallen. I become encouraged. And when I hear that you love your devotees, my heart trembles because I am not a devotee. But at least you are Dinabandhu, you can rescue me. So this kind of mood is very important, and that mood will make our mechanical chanting into a loving prayer to the Lord. Please come and pick me up from this ocean of birth and death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shri Hari Nam Prabhu Ki Jai. Now let us offer respectful obeisance unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who just like desire trees can fulfill the desires of everyone, full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevaj Patitanam Pavanebhi Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Anantakudi Vaishnava Vrindiki Jai.